views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. It's always my pleasure every week to visit with you across the globe and bring information, insight, and healing hope to those who are curious about Lyme disease and its co-infections, and for those of you that are struggling and need support. Today, I'm happy to tell you, is a book giveaway show. My book, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, I will be giving away copies today for those of you that would like to call into the station. Our number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And you can receive a copy from me. I'll inscribe it to you with a dose of inspiration and hope for your healing and recovery. And we have a fabulous guest. I'm so excited to introduce Jan Pacey to you. She and I met last summer at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. She and a team of others came down from Canada to learn more about Lyme disease from Dr. Richard Horowitz, myself, and Dr. Tom France Scott at the Living Well with Lyme Disease Workshop. And I am so proud of this group of practitioners and for Jan for their tremendous vision and graces and good work to bring more help to Canada, who that country is struggling with the epidemic. Its surging is just as severely in the United States. So let me tell you about Jan, and then we're going to get talking because we've got a lot to share. Jan Pacey is a health and wellness coach and Lyme disease activist. She was infected with Lyme disease in 1977 and went undiagnosed for many years. Jan was bedridden from 2006 to 2012 when she was finally diagnosed with Lyme disease. She has completed 2 years of herbal and antibiotic treatment and now leads a normal life with healthy diet, healthy environment to work and live in, exercise, and regular saunas. Jan has found it challenging to get a diagnosis and treatment for Lyme disease in Canada, and patients have to pay out of pocket for Lyme disease treatment. When Jan was sick, she had to drive an hour and a half to attend a support group meeting. And Jan is passionately working to make changes in her country and has aligned with a wonderful group of people with a new clinic. So welcome, Jan Pacey, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you again, Katina. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Thank you for joining me, for taking the time out of your busy schedule and all that you're doing up in the Great North Woods. You're outside of Toronto, aren't you?
I am. I'm about 45 minutes out of Toronto. We're in Hamilton, Ontario. That's where I live. So we're kind of central, 45 minutes from the border, 45 minutes from Niagara Falls. So we're right in that you know, central region.
Central region. And, you know, I'd love it, Jan, if you don't mind, can we start off? I love it when listeners can get a sense of who my guest is. Do you mind sharing with our listeners your story with Lyme disease? Because it really is stunning.
Thank you. Yeah, sure. I don't mind sharing it. I'll start when I became bedridden, and then we'll work backwards, because I didn't know I had been infected with Lyme disease as early as 1977. It was only hindsight, 2020, putting the pieces together. So in 2006, November 21st, I had my last meeting up at Queen's Park with a political meeting regarding student housing. And on the drive home, I was so sick, nauseous, that I had trouble driving home. And at that point, I'd already been dealing with the nauseousness and GI issues, headaches, migraines, and even a high anxiety that had overcome me. They actually kept telling me I had complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And so I went off sick, and we did a battery of tests. Everything came back normal. I had been infected in 05 with some ticks that I had walked through. We have the Royal Botanical Gardens here in Hamilton. And there's a path, and I had gone in shorts and flip-flops, and I had walked through, and I had noticed there was a nest. And only now in hindsight did I realize it was a tick's nest.
Oh, boy.
And they were, you know, very tiny. There was tons of them. And I thought, oh, aren't these interesting little spiders? I'd never seen anything like that. By the time I'd finished the two-hour walk and I'd come out, I had these black poppy seeds stuck to the side of my leg, a good dozen of them. Again, didn't put two and two together, scratched them off. I'm sure I didn't get them all off, but I couldn't figure out why they were so sticky and my leg was bleeding in those spots. So again, just discounted it, carried on with life. And I'm an avid hiker and outdoor person, and I was, again, hiking in my neighborhood. We have a lot of woods around here. And down on Iroquois Pass, where there's a lot of deer, and some of it is path cleared and some of it isn't. I had jeans, running shoes, socks. At some point in the 24 hours after that hike, there was something in my leg that had gotten underneath. It almost looked like a broken vein or maybe even like a sliver, but there was no pain, and I couldn't seem to break the skin, so I let it go. I can't remember the timeline, but I do remember it was that week that I was getting ready to have a shower, and I noticed there was something sticking out in that particular spot, and it felt like a sliver. So I went and dug at it, and I pulled out a tick and a couple small baby nymphs. They were so tiny, but they were there. I pulled them out, and within the week, I had that big, well, it's not the bullseye rash, but it wasn't the airbrush one. I just thought, oh, I'm allergic to bugs like my daughter is.
Uh-huh. And was it like a welt or something?
Yeah, kind of like welt, weepy, kind of red, just, you know, nothing I'd ever really seen before other than, you know, when people say they're allergic to a bug bite, it gets a little bit more infected.
Mm.
And that was in it. And then I started to get these sinus infections, which I'd always had every spring and fall. And they started to reoccur almost every 6 weeks, to the point that the Biaxin that I would take wouldn't work. And so I knew something was wrong because the fatigue was there. I felt better on antibiotics. But I didn't, what we would call herxing as Lyme patients, I didn't know that's what was happening to me. So I had incredible pain. I actually worked between three doctors to be able to get antibiotics for a year.
Wow.
And to deal with the infections, because almost every 6 to 8 weeks, I just couldn't breathe. And so we transferred from Biaxin to Levofloxacin, which in hindsight I now know was more of a Bartonella antibiotic. It was my daughter who was doing some teaching with another fellow teacher who shared a story at lunchtime and handed my daughter the under our skin, because my daughter would say, what is wrong with you? And I'd say, well, they think it's fibro, they think it's chronic fatigue, and by this time, you know, long-term disability doesn't like you off for a long term.
Right.
And so Danielle brought the CD home, and I put it in. I didn't know what it was when she gave it to me, but I watched the under our skin, and it was really difficult because I realized that I was on my way to the part where your jaw is kind of contorting. The right side of my face was numb. So the bald palsy was starting to set in. I couldn't wear high heels because I couldn't keep balance. I was dragging my legs when I was walking, and I'd have horrific anxiety attacks in the car when I was driving.
Isn't it awful? I remember that too. These crazy anxiety attacks. It's awful.
Yeah, and like electricity running through my body at times. Just constant. So I took up running for a bit because it was the only way I could make myself tired enough to be able to sleep at night, because I was felt like I was going crazy in my own body. And, you know, I just thought, like, how did I get this so wrong? You know, you work, you raise your children. I was a single parent, so there was, you know, just me and the kids. There was no family support. And so after the DVD, it took me another month or two. I'd had a friend die of Lyme disease that was in our healthy chocolate business a year before.
Oh, dear.
And for some reason, the two kind of, after I saw the DVD and then I thought of my friend, I was, you know, I thought, this is what it was. This is what happened. And so I drove to Richmond Hill to see a naturopath who was drawing blood and sending it to Igenics. I didn't even know the name of the test. I just knew he did it. I drove. Yeah. He did the blood test. I paid him. I left. I went home. And I got the news May 24th weekend. So that would have been 2012. And he just said, my dear, you are really sick. You are CDC positive. You have Lyme disease. I suspect you have some co-infections, which I had no idea what that was. And you need a doctor right away, and I can't see you for 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
So
wow.
So I doctor shopped. I found a doctor in Toronto, and he did some IV therapies and reluctantly gave me a very, very low dose of Vioxin until I could get in to see a doctor in the States that was ILADS trained and ILADS experienced mm-hmm. with co-infections. And so I went to see this doctor, and it was the first time I felt like I intuitively could see a hallway with lights and doors. And I didn't know what it meant at the time. I'm starting to understand what that was now. But it was probably the first time that my intuition had kicked back in, because I really felt like I'd been stripped to the core of everything that I knew. Not only had I lost the relationship, but I was fighting for my job and my long-term support, which I lost all of it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Jan. It's so... so enormous what this illness does when we're not properly diagnosed or under treatment in the early weeks and months. And your story rings so true to me and to so many others. And I have great empathy for what you went through, because it's frightening and it's decimating and it's just tragic, you know, how much suffering is happening all over the place. And oh my gosh, what a brave soul you are. It's unfortunate that I have to say it's time for a station break, because you're right in a very critical piece of this story. But stay with me, Jan Pacey, from Canada. Audience, I know you've got to come back after station break with us. We've got to hear how things progressed for Jan. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We've already said goodbye. Since you gotta go, oh, you better go now.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. I am enthralled with Jean Pacey's story. Jean, oh my gosh, what you went through in the whole nest of ticks in that big public park area. All your life just getting completely eroded to this illness. And now, as you said, light at the end of the tunnel when you finally got into an ILADS trained physician's office. And tell us, I mean, how is your journey to recovery going?
Right now, I have to say I'm doing better than I ever thought I would have been doing. I you know, am functioning every day, working, you know, I'm exercising. I'm just getting back into my running. You know, there are certain things that I really am still careful with, and that's sleep and proper diet and exercise, because our bodies need to be oxygenated. But the saunas for me 3 times a week are probably my saving grace.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. All of us, I think there's one, you know, key piece that seems to be a real cornerstone. Like, as you said, the saunas, the exercise, you know, other people have said other things, whether it's their supplements they're taking or meditation time. But there's key pieces to this recovery besides just killing off the bugs, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is definitely a mind, body, spirit. It's definitely a 360. You don't come out being the same. I'm not the same person I was when I went into this. My priorities are very clear about what's important to me, where I spend my time, how I spend it. I just walk away from stressful situations or argumentative people. I just don't spend time there. Whereas before I would have been very patient and worked through it all. I can't do that anymore. I really have to focus on moving things forward. So for me, was my healing. And when I started with the doctor, we didn't have a lot of money because by that time I'd already had 2 years of no income coming in. So it was really through the grace of my children working 2 or 3 jobs and going to post-secondary and allowing us and taking a second mortgage at 12% to, for a year to be able to pay for the doctor and travel. And I actually went to my lawyer who had known me for 30 years and signed everything over to my daughter to be to manage the bank accounts and to manage the house and the will, because I was so sick at that point. There were days I didn't know if I could actually get out of bed. So I had to start setting goals so that I didn't spiral any further. And so the goals were from the bed to the shower, and I'd sit on the tub for 20 minutes to rest because I was so winded, and then from the tub to the shower. And then if I could lift my arms up to wash my hair, I knew there was a 50-50 chance I might be able to make it to the stairs.
And oh, gosh, I remember that. You remember, you read my book, Out of the Woods, right?
Yes, right. Actually, your book was the very first book that my running partner called her friend, who was a homeopath in Mississauga, and I hadn't met him, but she sent him an email, and he said to me, this is what you need to do. You need to get this book. And I'll tell you, at the time, I had to actually go through the homeopathic library to be able to purchase it, waited 8 weeks before it was delivered. And so it was helpful because I knew that there was a path. I didn't know what my path would look like, but reading the book, I actually remember falling asleep quite often with it because it was the only way to get through it. I had to be able to learn as much as I could so that I could reframe my brain to go, okay, what's the goal for today? You know, what's the goal for this week? And it might have taken me 3 months to be able to get downstairs on a regular basis, to sit in the sun at 11 o'clock in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sit there for 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'd go, okay, I can make it to the couch till the kids get home. And they basically took care of the house. You know, the one would come in and, would pass me off and say, check on mom and see how she's doing. Even when we did the detox bath, because I couldn't quite get to the sauna at that point, they were there. They made the meals. They found the recipes. And even when I was overwhelmed, which many Lyme patients can appreciate, you come back from the doctors with this instruction list in all of these medications, and you go, how do I do this? How do I know when to take it? And my daughter actually made up a chart, which we often do for other Lyme patients now, and she put everything in, wrote it all so that I could rotate. I knew that Monday at this time I was taking this, at lunch, before breakfast, after breakfast. And she was my monitor because she'd say, Mom, I think it's time for a sauna. Or, Mom, what did you eat differently because something's different? And, from the caregivers that are listening, I can't tell you how critical it is for a Lyme patient to have that support and for the caregiver to know what to do for that patient when they're at that stage of whether it's herxing. And, no excuses work. Like when people say, well, I can't get in the tub because it hurts. Well, I'll tell you, I'm a swimmer, and it hurt to be in the shower. It hurt to get in the water, but I did it. I just maybe lowered the temperature so I can get in, raised it gradually. I may have only done it for 5 minutes and then worked up to 10 or to 15, but I gradually just kept at it at my comfort level. And that's when it's so important to learn how to trust yourself about what you know about your body, what you can tolerate, and to continue to move yourself forward with that encouragement and support of your family that are close to you.
It's so true, Jan, and you're a very powerful voice right now, both for a patient moving through this illness, and look at that beautiful support that you had with your family. It's so essential, and you have even just one key person that can help keep some structure and guidance for the sick individual. And I know it's one of the things that you're passionate now in your work is helping create that support for people, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When I first had to pick a doctor, I drove, to Vaughan, which is, a good hour and a half when you're not well. at night for a support meeting, and when I watched the 85 families that were there that were infected, in that 90% of them were all seeing the same doctor, that's how I kind of made my decision. And I also knew that this doctor specialized in really being aggressive with co-infections. And in my gut, I knew that that was an issue, because when we traced it back, I probably had been contaminated as far back as 1977 in Algonquin Park, when I was bit with black flies all over my neck, and I started to have breathing issues and sinus issues and allergic to the sun. And I worked outside, you know, random rashes and light sensitivity. And so a lot of the symptoms were there, but I had such a strong immune system as being a physical fitness instructor and swimmer and lifeguard. Like, I worked outdoor ed day camp leader. You know, I was physically very fit, and I think that's what kept me going. It's probably when I became more sedentary in doing my downtown redevelopment jobs and the stress levels started to get very high that things started to fall apart.
That's totally true, isn't it? We've noticed that time and again with people, that it's when you're physically fit, you know, maybe you can manage with this infection in your system to some degree, but it's when the physical fitness starts to decline and the high stress levels, as you said, when those adrenals get taxed, the combination of this sets the perfect storm up, and then the infections really soar.
Yeah, because they really like to feed off the fight or flight, which is what happens when the cortisol goes up. And then it you know, once it gets into the hormonal system, it, you know, unless you have a doctor that can really monitor you on a regular basis, which is something that we do here at the clinic, is monitoring people's hormones and through saliva and blood work. You know, because a Lyme patient is different. You can't just leave them, you know, for 6 months and not look at them. You need to monitor what's going on with those labs.
Now, Jan, would you say that you really sensed a turning point at some point here in your treatment process? Was there any point that you felt like, oh my gosh, I'm rounding the bend towards home?
I think, you know, probably after I finished the first 3 months of treatment, because I would get windows of an hour, and then I'd be sick all week, like an hour, a half hour a day, an hour a day, and then maybe I wouldn't get that hour again for 3 days. So what I started to notice was that the windows of feeling better would start to be longer, and I had to learn what I could do. So being someone who's a double A personality, you know, I learned not to try to do everything that was on my to-do list in the hour that I felt good. So you know, that's when I would just sit in the sun. I would just enjoy the weather. I might listen to a meditation tape, or I might walk to the mailbox. So at that point, I wasn't walking very far either. So, you know, it's about balance in our life. And I think for me, Lyme really showed me how much I took care of everyone else, but when I needed to be cared for, that the only people that were there were my kids.
Oh, gosh, Jan.
And I'm grateful for that. But it was a hard lesson to learn.
Very, very profound lesson, isn't it? And that's what Lyme asks, chronic Lyme, is one of its big messages, is the balance and the self-care and the self-love. So stay with me, Jan. When we come back, I'd like to talk about the situation in Canada and what you're doing with the clinic, because there's a lot of work ahead. And also, you people have a great vision in mind that I love. So everyone, book giveaway show, 800-930-2819 for a copy of Out of the Woods. I'll remind you again, 800-930-2819. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. Katina Macris here, and we're visiting with Jan Pacey from Canada. And what a remarkable story this is. If you have any friends that are suffering with Lyme disease, please have them go to limelightradio.com, hit the archive link as of tomorrow, and pass this show around on podcast. It'll also be on iTunes, because if you want an inspiration story and vision of hope for recovery, this story should ring home for all of you. You do not have to be bedridden on that sofa forever the way so many of us have struggled. So what I'm most impressed with, Jan, besides your amazing spirit and your ability to like dig deep and really hold on, and that support network of your family, is, you know, the integration of these different modalities of healthcare, which I know are key to recovery. But, you know, how did you make that happen? Because that's not so easy.
Between our little network marketing business with our Healthy Chocolate that my kids ran, and them working 2 and 3 jobs, we managed to scrape the money together. And like I said, we paid a very high interest rate on a second mortgage. We had a lawsuit against our long-term disability people, which we did not win. We settled for a small amount, strictly because I couldn't take the stress anymore. Just my kids just said, Mom, it's not worth it. Their pockets are deeper than ours, and we'll figure it out. And if we need to sell the house, we'll sell the house, but we're just going to continue moving forward. So there was, you know, I don't want to make it like that. There was a lot of emotional challenges there that, as I walk through that you hide as a Lyme patient. You don't share that with the rest of the world. People look at you and they go, "You look healthy. You look fine. There's nothing wrong with you." I remember trying to cut a sapling little tree that was a weed tree in the backyard and not being able to use the saw. And I'm somebody that kind of takes care of everything at my house because I have to. Mm. And I couldn't. I couldn't cut the grass. There was a lot of things that were really difficult. But you know, you just, I had to take a step back. I listened to what my doctor was saying, and I sought support help. So within 6 months of my treatment, we started the Hamilton Support Group. The girl that had told my daughter about Lyme disease and had shared the DVD, I include, you know, said to her, show up at the meeting, because if no one comes, at least you and I can have coffee. And we had a room of 20 people, and that grew to 80. And at times, there's been 100 in that room. And so we've, you know, we've reached out. They're free. We hold them here in Hamilton once a month. We've seen some success stories. I've seen a various array of treatments. And the same challenge, the challenges I notice is that people don't know who to go see, because depending on who you talk to, they're going to tell you different stories. So one of our goals here for me to, in working as a health coach, is to, and working with the Integrative Clinic here in Hamilton and the Concession Medical Pharmacy, has been one, to have staff that understand so that patients can come in and they're cared for and they're supported. Now, in Canada, we don't treat Lyme, and I think that's the challenge, is that Canadians, some are very lucky. We may have 10% that actually have a family doctor that will, a conference call with a U.S. doctor, or will do something to help support their patient quietly, and those doctors we try to protect, but we have many that turn patients away, and I usually, by that point, that's when they come to see me, and so I've really worked hard to get an array of support people. So whether it's a psychologist or a doctor of toxicology that helped them deal with mold, or whether it's a nutritionist or it's a nurse practitioner that can monitor their monthly blood work, because in the U.S., once you start your antibiotics, one of the conditions is you have to have monthly blood work and someone monitoring you here. So we are, you know, doing what we can to support patients, to provide ease of information, and guidance. And so I do spend time visiting patients in their homes that can't get out, helping the family, you know, really understand what's happening, and that there is, you know, hope at the end, that I was really sick, and some of them I was sicker than where they were, but, you know, just to give them some perspective of where they are in the journey. And, you know, we have healers that do different kinds of energy work, and have homeopathy people that I've met personally and worked with, as well as bee venom therapy and Rife, you know, homeopaths, and ease of access for Lyme disease herbals. Like, one of the challenges I had is that I'd have a phone call with my doctor, and she'd say, well, here's the new things you're taking. I couldn't get it over the border. So I kind of made a list of all my challenges and went, nobody else should have to go through this. And if I can, if there's anything my life would matter for, it would be to make ease of access for those that were walking in my shoes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're really like a Joan of Arc here, in that, that you've really, you know, you've taken your experience, and it's not so much about you anymore. You have, you're creating something for the masses. You're creating something to give people direction, support, you know, and as you said, even the practicalities of managing this illness. Hats off to you, Jan. And to, can you please give us, if it's possible, a website or a link for people that might need support in the Ontario area or in Canada so they can connect with you or your support group?
Actually, I would just have them email me at Jan, J-E-A-N-N-E, it's the French spelling, so just so, J-E-A-N-N-E, at CanadaLymeDisease.ca. So our website will be up shortly that will list all of our products and things that we have. There'll be a section there. We're just, I'm just actually meeting tomorrow to kind of preview that, and we should have it up running very soon, but you can email me at CanadaLymeDisease.ca, just my first name is J-E-A-N-N-E, and then if they need to contact, they can call 905-979-8857 and either leave me a voice message if I'm in a meeting, or, again, send me an email and let me know when's a good time to connect with you and what time you're on. Because if I'm getting somebody from the West Coast and they say 2 o'clock, I just need them to let me know that they're out in the West Coast so that the time difference of 3 hours I can account for.
Well, you know what I'll do? I'll put this all together in a nice blog with this information that you've just presented, and then we can put it up on social media too and get it around that way as well. And I have to ask you, Concessions Medical Pharmacy and the Integrative Clinic, I mean, you folks came down to Omega. I mean, you have a real vision in mind here, don't you?
Well, it started with, the synchronicity in my life where my car, the guy who was repairing my car for free because I needed to drive, said to me, you need to go and meet my friend up at the, which was Patrick, when I met him up at the pharmacy. And he followed my journey, really. And he was the one that, would suggest the methylcobalamin, would overlook the supplements and the medication. And he took an interest in it. He's quite passionate. For someone who doesn't have Lyme, he's all in. And so is his staff. And so they've made a commitment to help support patients, whether it's me meeting with them or putting their meds all together or, doing reviews. We've had some patients that have needed some specialized stuff, and Patrick meets with them and goes over that. But all of our pharmacists here, I think we have five, maybe seven pharmacists that work here, and they're all, we've just met with them. They're reading your book. they're learning about Lyme disease. Patrick will be taking the course up in Banff, so he'll have the fundamentals as well. And our nurse practitioner has the fundamentals, and she is still learning. So what she does is she supports the patients that are seeing a Lyme literate doctor. And so she'll do, the tests, whether it's, I just lost my little place here, but, whatever the test is that they need, the hormone balancing, the adrenal or the thyroid care, whether there's psychiatric support. And the psychiatric support, I just want to comment on, because there's a stigma with that. And there's such a shame element when somebody says, I have to go and get some support. And I was lucky because I sought it out because I need someone to talk to, and I didn't want to talk to the people around me because they didn't get it. Yeah. And I happened to meet this particular nurse practitioner at the time, and it got me through. It allowed me to talk to somebody independently, confidentially. And then when I went home, then I could be the mother to my kids in the time that I was able to be functional that way.
It's so important, isn't it? I've worked as a Lyme counselor, and you are now too, and offering people that place of solace and grounding and perspective is so important so that they can somehow maintain normalcy in the rest of their life.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So, don't be afraid to, I know it's hard because not everybody understands Lyme, but in this case, our nurse practitioner has a psych background and does understand it. So, she's somebody here that if someone wanted to book an appointment for that, we have all the specialty things. We do special nasal compounded sprays we do the micronutrient testing, the allergy testing, the food.
That's fantastic.
Those are all components, right, of what you need. Lyme is a multi-systemic system.
Multi-systemic when it gets into beyond the acute phase. So Jan, stay with me because it's time for our last station break. And audience, this is a fantastic show. I'll remind you when we come back, it's also a book giveaway show. If you'd like a copy of Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris, and we'll be right back.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I said, I'm happy for you.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and this is a breathtaking show today with Jean Pacey out of Canada. What a remarkable story. What a brilliant activist Jan has become, and an advocate and really hands-on support for people struggling with this illness up in Canada. So, Jan, I have to ask you, because, you know, I'm in New Hampshire, which really I'm only a few hours from your on the Canadian border. My habitat that I live in, the terrain is very much like yours. It's hilly, it's mountainous, we've got deep woods and lakes. And in New Hampshire, where I am, is one of the most severely afflicted per capita states in the United States. And I'm imagining Canada must be Lyme infested from coast to coast, huh?
It is. And I think the challenge is with it, a multi-systemic infection presenting itself so many different ways, and our medical community not being trained at all with Lyme disease. I mean, I think they think that the bugs need a passport across the border, so it doesn't exist here in Canada. You can see a lot of specialists, and they will turn. I have had patients come to me after 12 doctors and say, you know, they don't believe me, and the symptoms are right there. So for some reason, our health system has failed us, whether we have too many committees or too many departments or people not talking to each other. I'm not sure exactly where the breakdown occurred, but we need to get people back to the table and talking. Mm-hmm. And we need to start putting our egos aside and, you know, saying, what can we do to help our population?
Yes, because, you know, we all know tic tacs, the big Canadian geese, they can carry hundreds of ticks on board, and the migratory flyways up and down across the Great Lakes into Canada, right, for the summer months, and then back down south into the United States for the winter months. Back and forth they go, carrying infected organisms. And as you said, you think back to the 1970s, you were probably infected. Sad to say, like much of the United States, a lot of the doctors are looking at this illness as only a short-term infectious illness, and probably don't even have the information they need up in Canada, right?
No, we don't have the information at all. It's getting out there. I mean, I do belong to a group called OLA, Ontario Lyme Alliance, which is a specific lobby group that has been working really hard over this last 2 years to educate politicians, educate public health departments. We've even hired a lobbyist, so we will be in front of Queen's Park on November 27th. We have a member of Parliament that's going to be presenting a bill to have a committee select, which is basically a provincial framework to discuss or to take a plan for Lyme disease or vector-borne infections. Now, that we'll have to go through several readings, but at this point, the status is that we'll be meeting, I'll be at Queen's Park all day on November 27th. And then on a federal level, we have the CanLyme, Jim Wilson, who's been an amazing advocate for all of us for many years. The Canada's Bill C-442 passed its second reading, and that was in September. So now we're waiting for the third reading to arrive and be passed. But these are all going to take time before that strategy filters down. In the interim, we've been trying to educate our public health departments, and one of the things I didn't know is that all of our departments are governed somewhat independently. So we've spent a lot of time meeting with them and helping them correct their information to the public so that a GP looking at a, you know, nice airbrush bullseye rash becomes more open to the various, exposures of what Lyme could look like and you know, to refer to it as a clinical diagnosis. In Canada, you can have a positive ELISA test and still only get treated for 30 days and still be sick and still have to go to the U.S. for treatment. So, most patients, they shop around and try to find where they're going to go for treatment. So, we always recommend them to find an ILADS doctor with training. But we have a study that was done on the birds, migratory songbirds, by one of our researchers on LymeOntario.com, I believe it is, or .ca. And on there, John Scott did an amazing research paper that talks about how these little songbirds, so if you've got bird feeders in your backyard and in your garden, those birds are coming and dropping ticks.
And I know, it's pretty as they are, I know we say feeders far away, not near your house at all, right?
Correct. Absolutely. I mean, you can use some diatomaceous earth and kind of sprinkle around in there because the diatomaceous earth will actually, when the ticks crawl across it, it actually shreds them. Once it rains, you're going to have to reapply it. But yeah, bird feeders, and I always tell golfers, don't go in the brush looking for that ball. It's not worth it. Buy yourself a new one because what you'll pay in treatment, the ball is certainly much cheaper to buy a new one.
So, oh, gosh, yes.
And all our kids play in soccer fields, to make sure we've brought in some organic sprays for people to use, and we get them to spray their kids that are playing soccer, the shoes and the socks and the legs, so that when they're out in the field and we're teaching them to do tick checks and, make sure they shower and take the clothes off, don't leave them in a hamper, throw them in the dryer for half an hour. Really, prevention right now is probably our most critical piece of information for everyone.
I agree with you. Everything that you've said, spot on. It's critical. The epidemic is surging. Even in the very, very cold winter months now, the ticks are surviving. They just hunker down on the fur of a mammal and ride it out in our 15 below temperatures and then hatch out again in the spring with a whole new round. And Jan Pacey, you have been wonderful. Absolutely a fabulous guest today on Limelight Radio. My gosh, your story's incredible. The hard work you're doing is monumental and life-changing. And I just really bow to you for the spirit that you bear, for the strength and courage, and also for the mission that you hold for your country and for the world. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we'll have to have you back again. Please join us again.
I'd love to. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. You're so welcome. And good wishes to everyone up in Canada. Everyone, this is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Fabulous show. Next week, we have Mara Williams on with us. And tomorrow, I'll post the podcast, limelightradio.com, so you can listen to this wonderful show again with Jean Pacey. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. You know, years ago when I was put on an amazing nutrition plan by my naturopath, I was thrilled to know that there was an amazing dressing and marinade that was perfect for my diet. That's Galeo Salad Dressings and Marinades. They offer six of the world's best and most delicious salad dressings, marinades, and dips for your favorite dishes. Only fresh, all natural ingredients are used. Of course, that's why I would absolutely be thrilled to be eating them. Each Galeos recipe starts with pure Koji Miso, certified organic and non-GMO fermented soybean paste. Rice vinegar, certified non-GMO and organic. Other fine ingredients are combined to create amazing flavors. So think about what you'd like to introduce into your fall menu. Go to galeoscafe.com, that's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com, or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.